Let's join Peter Dykstra of Environmental Health News, EHN.org, and DailyClimate.org to go beyond the headlines now. Peter's on the line from Conyers, Georgia. Hi there, Peter.
Hi, Steve. You know, when it comes to high-speed rail service, the U.S. is number 19. In a recent study of 20 nations' high-speed rail resources, the U.S. finished 19th behind Turkey and Uzbekistan and quite a few other nations. You know, Amtrak's Acela service in the Northeast is our only example of high-speed, and it's on the low end of high-speed, which is usually defined as 150 miles per hour travel on a consistent basis.
Given the state of passenger rail here in America, that's not that surprising. Hey, who's number one?
Number one is Japan, followed by South Korea, China, France, and Spain. Compare the high-speed trains from Beijing to Shanghai, a little over 5 hours for an 800-mile trip, with about 35 trains a day, and the cheapest ticket is $86 U.S. If you try that same distance here, New York to Atlanta, it's $147. It takes 15 hours, and there's only one train a day.
Well, that's kind of embarrassing, but given the current state of affairs here in the U.S., I don't see that changing much anytime soon.
Except maybe for one change for the worse. The only high-speed project in development right now would run from San Diego and L.A. to San Francisco and Sacramento. It's losing support due to cost overruns, and now a proposed statewide ballot initiative would drain billions in rail funding to fill reservoirs for farmers by building bigger dams.
Well, anything for more water is going to get a vote in California. Hey, what do you have next for us?
Got a little bit of good news on the chemical safety front. Workplace deaths in the U.S. have taken a big fall from about 38 workers a day in 1970 to less than 13 per day last year, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Deaths linked to exposure to toxic substances have seen a similar drop, but that's not the whole picture. The AFL-CIO publishes an annual study called Death in the Job, and it concludes that 150 people a day die from the long-term consequences of hazardous working conditions.
So it must be things like lung diseases, toxic chemical exposure, and more?
Right. The AFL-CIO report also lists fatalities by state, with North Dakota as the deadliest place to work. Steve, you'll be pleased to know that Massachusetts consistently ranks as one of the safest states to work in.
Well, we have no oil refineries here or big mines, though we do have a nuclear power plant, and fishing is always risky. Still, we've never lost an employee at Living on Earth. Hey, what about your state, Georgia?
I didn't look to see where Georgia was, and I really don't want to know, because we usually make the low end of the top 50 in most things.
Well, except maybe home cooking. Hey, what do you have from the history vaults for us this week?
Well, we're going to talk about the notorious gangster Charles Lucky Luciano and the environment.
Now, this ought to be interesting.
Well, Luciano helped put the organized in organized crime by bringing rival crime families together to cooperate rather than just keep killing each other off. But in the meantime, Luciano and his crew were widely suspected of killing scores, if not hundreds, of rival gangsters, loan sharks, pimps, bootleggers, dealers, button men, jamokes, and wise guys.
And where does the environment come into this?
Well, here it is. Despite being one of the most feared men in a bloodthirsty empire, there was only one killing that Lucky Luciano ever paid the price for. During this week in the year 1929, Lucky carried out a hit on a ring-necked pheasant in upstate New York and was promptly arrested and fined $50 for hunting out of season. This is according to the book Boardwalk Gangster by Tom Newark.
So I guess both Mr. Luciano and the pheasant were unlucky that day.
Right.
Hey, Peter Dykstra with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. We'll talk to you soon, Peter.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Talk to you soon.
And there's more on these stories at our website, loe.org.